Welcome to Aviation Intelligence Weekly with Sarah and Mike, your guide to the aviation industry. Welcome to Aviation Intelligence Weekly. I'm Sarah, and today we're diving deep into FedEx's 10Q filing for Q4 2025, filed March 19th, 2026. With me is Mike, our industry expert. Mike, we've got $34.37 billion in revenue and some major structural changes brewing at FedEx. What's your immediate read?
Sarah, if we reduce this filing to one sentence, it's this. FedEx is executing a high-stakes operational transformation while simultaneously preparing to split itself in half, all during a cyclical downturn in global trade. Based on this filing, FedEx is operating in a structural reset phase. They're not just managing through a cycle, they're fundamentally reshaping the business model while economic headwinds persist.
That's a bold thesis. Let's test it against the data. Starting with material changes versus what we'd expect from prior periods, what jumps out?
The standout metric is operating income growth of 4% in Q3 and 14% for the nine-month period, reaching $3.91 billion total. But here's the causality chain that matters. This growth came despite what management called lower shipments at FedEx Freight and the grounding of our MD-11 fleet. If these operational headwinds persist and the MD-11 grounding is ongoing, then FedEx's ability to maintain margin expansion breaks and suddenly their spin-off timeline becomes much more complex.
Walk me through the revenue dynamics. $34.37 billion is substantial, but what's driving it?
Revenue increased 8% in Q3 and 6% for 9 months, but the composition tells the real story. Management explicitly stated this came from U.S. domestic and international priority base yield improvements and increased U.S. domestic package volume. However, this was partially offset by lower shipments at FedEx Freight. The Federal Express segment grew 10% in Q3, while FedEx Freight declined 5%. If the industrial economy weakness that's hammering freight persists, then the segment they're spinning off becomes a declining asset, which changes the entire investment thesis for both entities post-separation.
Let's dig into management's commentary. What signals are you picking up from their language?
The tone is cautiously optimistic, but loaded with uncertainty qualifiers. In the MD&A section, management stated that their expectations for the remainder of 2026 are inherently less certain due to global economic slowdown, inflation, geopolitical challenges, and international trade developments. That's not typical corporate hedging. That's genuine uncertainty.
Any specific phrases that caught your attention?
Absolutely. They describe themselves as particularly vulnerable to macroeconomic conditions, noting the transportation industry is highly cyclical and especially susceptible to trends in economic activity. They also highlighted that the decline in U.S. imports of consumer goods that started in late 2022, along with slowed global industrial production, has contributed to weakened business conditions for the transportation industry. This isn't management speaking from a position of strength. They're acknowledging structural headwinds.
What about the regulatory and operational disruptions they mentioned?
Two major items here. First, the August 2025 removal of the de minimis exemption for goods imported from countries other than China, which management said negatively affected our results. Second, and more dramatically, the February 20th, 2026 Supreme Court decision invalidating IEEPA tariffs. Management stated, "The financial impact of this ruling is uncertain, as it is unclear to what extent duties will be refunded by CBP. They filed lawsuits seeking refunds, but they also face five class action suits from customers seeking the same refunds from FedEx."
That sounds like a significant financial red flag. What other balance sheet concerns should we be monitoring?
From a liquidity standpoint, they're actually in decent shape, with $8.01 billion in cash and equivalents. However, they're carrying $19.90 billion in total debt, all of it long-term. The concerning element is the cash burn from separation costs. $202 million in Q3 alone and $460 million for the nine-month period. If these separation costs accelerate or the spin-off timeline extends, then their liquidity cushion erodes faster than anticipated, especially with $4.1 billion in planned capital expenditures for 2026.
Let's talk about the operational disruption from the MD-11 grounding. How material is this?
Management disclosed that in November 2025, the FAA issued an emergency airworthiness directive grounding all Boeing MD-11 aircraft until inspection and corrective actions. They stated this had an impact on our financial results during Q3 and the nine-month period. While they don't quantify the impact, any emergency grounding of a fleet segment creates cascading operational costs, rerouting, capacity constraints, customer service disruptions. The fact that it's still ongoing means this headwind persists into their current quarter.
What about their cost structure? Are they managing expenses effectively during this transition?
Mixed picture here. Salaries and employee benefits increased 12% in Q3 and 7% for 9 months, driven by what management called higher variable incentive compensation, wage rates, and employee benefit expenses. Purchased transportation expense rose 8% in Q3 and 6% for 9 months. However, they're claiming $1.0 billion in incremental structural cost reduction benefits from their Drive and Network 2.0 programs in 2026. If labor cost inflation continues accelerating while their optimization programs hit diminishing returns, then their margin expansion story breaks down.
Are there any new risk factors we should be aware of?
No new risk factors were identified versus prior filings, but the existing risks have intensified. The geopolitical conflict section specifically mentions that while they don't expect direct material effects from Russia, Ukraine, or Middle East conflicts, the broader consequences, including increased fuel prices and volatility in shipping patterns, are adversely affecting the global economy. They're also dealing with what they call continued uncertainty and volatility in the global trade environment from evolving trade policies.
Let's break down the segment performance. How are Federal Express and FedEx Freight performing individually?
Federal Express is clearly the growth engine. Revenue up 10% in Q3 and 8% for 9 months, driven by higher yields and increased domestic volumes. But FedEx Freight is struggling with revenue down 5% in Q3 and 3% for 9 months due to lower volumes. From a strategic standpoint, they're spinning off the declining segment while keeping the growing one. However, freight still represents a substantial portion of the business, and if industrial economy weakness persists, they're essentially giving shareholders a declining asset while keeping the cyclically peaked express business.
What's the timeline and structure for this spinoff?
Management announced in December 2024 that the board decided to pursue a full separation of FedEx Freight through a spinoff to shareholders, expected to be tax-free and completed by June 1st, 2026. They're also changing their fiscal year end from May 31 to December 31st, effective June 1st, 2026. That's a lot of structural change happening simultaneously. Spinoff execution, fiscal year change, and ongoing operational transformation through Network 2.0.
Finally, what should traders be monitoring, and what would prove your structural reset thesis wrong?
Key monitoring points. First, watch for updates on MD-11 fleet return to service and any quantification of the operational impact. Second, track the IEEPA tariff litigation outcomes, both their lawsuit against CBP and the class actions against them. Third, monitor separation cost escalation beyond the current $460 million nine-month run rate. For guidance, management expects continued revenue growth from U.S. domestic services, but international revenue to remain pressured. They're targeting completion of U.S. Network 2.0 implementation by end of calendar 2027.
And your counter thesis?
What would prove us wrong? If FedEx Freight volumes stabilize above current levels while Federal Express maintains yield expansion through Q4, our structural reset thesis weakens significantly. Specifically, if freight shipment volumes return to growth while separation costs stay below $200 million per quarter, then this becomes a successful operational transformation rather than a defensive restructuring. Looking back at our core thesis, FedEx executing transformation while splitting in half during a trade downturn, the evidence from sections 2 through 7 confirms this view. The segment divergence, operational disruptions, regulatory uncertainty, and management's own language about being particularly vulnerable all support the structural reset classification. From a valuation perspective, at current margins, this equity trades like a mid-cycle express operator, not a company managing through multiple simultaneous transformations with significant execution risk.
Mike, that's a comprehensive analysis grounded in the actual filing data. Thanks for walking through FedEx's complex situation.
Thanks, Sarah. This is definitely one to watch closely as they navigate these parallel transformations.
That wraps up our FedEx earnings analysis. Remember, this discussion is for informational purposes only and should not be considered investment advice. I'm Sarah. Thanks for listening to Aviation Intelligence Weekly.